Welcome to ACT Radio, Animal Concerns of Texas. I'm Greg Lawson.
And I'm Tom Linney.
Here on ACT, we talk about how we humans relate to other animals.
We talk about how we use them for food, clothing, and entertainment, and how there are humane alternatives to these practices.
We also talk about why a plant-based diet is the best thing one can do for the environment.
So if you're concerned about the environment, if you're concerned about the way animals are treated, if you're concerned about your health, stay with us for Animal Concerns of Texas. Coming up on today's show, we feature a conversation with John Popola and Lisa Versace. They're the filmmakers behind At the Fork. That's a little later in the show, but first some news.
Most eggs labeled organic don't actually meet organic standards. Consumers who want nutritionally superior food that has been ethically produced are being deceived by the giant factory farms that have entered into organic agriculture. Their emergence and rapid growth is challenging family farm operators who have traditionally helped grow the popular organic sector. Nowhere is this divide more apparent than in certified organic egg production. Some industrial-scale operations manage as many as 2 million hens on a single factory farm. These corporate agribusinesses, mostly engaged in caged conventional egg production, now dominate the organic egg market. The owners of these facilities have been aided and abetted by inaction at the USDA, despite protests and formal legal complaints detailing violations of federal organic rules and regulations. The organic standards are clear. All organic animals must have access to the outdoors, but the bureaucrats at the USDA don't enforce this rule because of the influence of corporate agribusiness lobbyists. The Cornucopia Institute recently released a report called Scrambled Eggs, which aims to reveal the fraud that is occurring in organic egg production. The report is the result of 6 years of research. An accompanying scorecard highlights the best brands available nationally, empowering consumers so they can vote in the marketplace to support real organic egg producers. Whole Foods' own brand, 365 Organic, failed with a rating of zero. Also receiving a zero rating were Country Creek, sold at Walmart, Archer Farms, sold by Target, Kirkland Signature, sold by Costco, O Organics, sold by Albertsons and Safeway, Trader Joe's store brand, and Sprouts Market store brand. In fact, more than half the egg producers on the scorecard received a failing grade of zero. Cornucopia staff visited or surveilled by aerial photography and satellite imagery a large percentage of certified organic egg producers in the United States and surveyed all name brand and private label industry marketers. From their research, it's obvious that a high percentage of the organic eggs on the market are illegal. At best, these factory-farmed eggs should be labeled produced with organic feed, rather than bearing the USDA-certified organic logo. There is a federal requirement that birds have access to the outdoors and be allowed to exhibit their natural behaviors. Most of the giant hen warehouses provide no legitimate access to the outdoors. In some cases, the operators of the industrial-scale facilities provide tiny enclosed porches with roofs and concrete or wood flooring and call these structures outdoors. Even then, these porches are so small that 95% or more of the birds have absolutely no access to this so-called outdoor space. Part of Cornucopia's intent and the basis of this research and report is to protect the livelihoods of ethical, family-scale organic farmers. These farmers are being placed at a distinct corporate disadvantage by corporations that are more than willing to ignore the rules and cut corners in pursuit of profit. Until the USDA decides to enforce the law, consumers can empower themselves with the knowledge necessary to make purchasing decisions by reading Cornucopia's Scrambled Eggs Report and the Organic Egg Brand Scorecard. Just Google Organic Eggs Scorecard if you want to buy eggs that are just a little bit more ethical. Or you can do the more ethical thing and stop eating animal products.
We've talked a lot about SeaWorld on Animal Concerns of Texas, and in the most recent bit of news, SeaWorld has requested the dismissal of its lawsuit against the California Coastal Commission, challenging conditions placed on its permit to expand tanks at the San Diego facility as part of the Blue World Project. Those conditions required SeaWorld to end its captive breeding and transfer of orcas at the San Diego facility. With SeaWorld's request, the suit is officially dismissed. While SeaWorld had stated an intention to end their captive orca breeding program and abandon the Blue World Project, it had not yet dropped its December 2015 lawsuit defending those efforts. The Animal Legal Defense Fund, the nation's premier legal advocacy organization for animals, was the primary proponent of the conditions imposed on SeaWorld by the California Coastal Commission. After SeaWorld filed suit against the Coastal Commission, the Animal Legal Defense Fund and Sea Shepherd Conservation Society filed a motion to intervene in the case as third-party defendants to ensure the conditions remained in place. SeaWorld boosted its troubled public image with the announcement that they would end their captive orca program. Dropping this lawsuit is a positive step towards following through with that promise, but it does nothing for all the other animals SeaWorld holds suffering and captivity. Stay with us. Coming up next is a conversation with John Popola and Lisa Versace. They're the filmmakers behind At the Fork. The film explores animal welfare on farms throughout the U.S. and touches on the moral complexities of raising animals for food. The film provides access to the people running the farms and raising the animals, from factory farm-style pigs and dairy producers to family-operated cattle and pig farms. That's next on Animal Concerns of Texas.